Good morning, everybody. It's the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. Appreciate you being a part of things. I'm having some strange ghosts in the machine as we get started this morning. Hopefully you are having a fantastic time, and we survived the rains in Atlanta, is all I will tell you. And we are in monsoon-type conditions here in Atlanta. So if you're all around the country and you are going to be getting some big rains, you know where it's coming from. We have, I heard a stat this morning that by the end of February in Atlanta, we will have gone from December 1st to the end of February, we will be at around 53% or 52% of our annual rain in 3 months. It has been a cataclysmic rainy winter, which for some of you, and I don't think there's been a lot of the areas of the country who get this show that are complaining about the snow or anything too much. We haven't had too much of that. So if you are suffering through winter, we all are. I just got back from a week at spring training, and I will just tell you, it is a religious experience. And I've talked about this with you before. It's a religious experience. It is truly tremendous. A complete catharsis to get out of winter weather, and winter weather in Atlanta is like 50. So I'm just going to be honest with you. Don't feel any sympathy for me. But getting down to a baseball diamond and just hearing the crack of the bat and everything, there's something religious about it. Just got to tell you. All right, let's get started this morning. And Anthony's here and Shep is here and everything. I can't talk to them right now. I'll explain that to you later. Hopefully we'll get that fixed. But let me just start out with this. I keep hearing about this Robert Kraft story. And I've got to tell you that there is either it's an ignorant take to it, or one where we are going to find out there's completely different facts to this story. So I lay that out to you in the era of Jesse Smollett. I lay that part of the story out to you from the very beginning. That the facts as we know them, here's what I think. And there's a good chance that in today's day and age that there's some of the facts that will change. So I don't want to assume anything as far as guilt or innocence until we find out the exact whole story. And the whole story is a very, very complicated one. But here's something that I've heard. I even heard my man Zach Gelb talk about it last hour. Well, I don't think Robert Kraft knew anything about human trafficking. I don't believe Robert Kraft knew anything about that. Okay, you're basing that on what? You're basing it on what? I'm just a talk show host in Atlanta. And what I will say to you is this. Maybe it's because of the fact that the Atlanta airport has been a spot where there's been, it is considered one of the worst in the country for human trafficking, for people being moved in and out of the country. And so in Atlanta, we're very much constantly hearing stories about human trafficking, including the fact that in the sex trade in America right now, the average person in the sex trade is below 16. So I just want to tell you is this. Let's just make this clear, because I don't want Robert Kraft or anyone else to just get the free pass in an era where the information is out there. And if you want to read about human trafficking, you want to know a little more about it, that would be great. Go educate yourself. We know that the sex trade in America is populated with underage girls. So if you are one of those people that is taking advantage of the sex trade, understand that there is a really good chance that someone is doing that against their will, and there's a really good chance that somebody is doing it underage. Now, I guarantee you that there will be Bill from somewhere in the country and Joe from another part of the country go, oh, no, I know lots about it. And it's no, there's when you're dealing with a 30-year-old woman, it's an adult, and they're consenting adults. And I get you. I get you. That's fine. I would tell you that my thought's always been, if you're a man and you can't find female accompaniment, that's a man problem. I'm just saying. That's a man problem. If you don't have some app for that, or you don't have some way to be able to do that, then it's pretty sad. And I've heard all the excuses. Well, you know, it's you just want the girl to go away. I've heard that one, too. You're paying the girl to just go away. You just want something from her, and you're going away. Okay, so just so you know, underage, the average is underage. And a epidemic of women being forced into this against their will. And by the way, it doesn't have to be just minor women that are trafficked. It doesn't have to be minors. It doesn't have to be women from a foreign country that are trafficked. So just get yourself educated. But I've heard that, well, I have no reason. Mr. Kraft, no. I have no reason to think Mr. Kraft would know that human trafficking was involved. You're absolutely ignorant. You're ignorant. If you don't understand, you don't have to be a 15-year-old Asian girl to be human trafficked. You don't have to be a foreign citizen to be human trafficked. You don't have to be, this doesn't have to be some, you know, Jupiter spa in a strip mall. Human trafficking isn't just, well, the girl wasn't foreign, so she wasn't human trafficked. No, stop being ignorant. It's 2019. And if Robert Kraft is ignorant of human trafficking involved in prostitution, all I can say is that he's a really, really stupid man. That's what I'll tell you. But I heard a lot of ignorance. Oh, Robert Kraft, well, he had no reason to think that. This is, guess what? You have no understanding of human trafficking. It's not just young Vietnamese girls. It's not the stories you see. There are American women that are trafficked, sex trafficked. And we're not talking just 15-year-olds. For God's sakes. But here is the bottom line, and this will hold true. And it is what I'm going to watch for in this Kraft story. Robert Kraft has proclaimed through a spokesperson, has completely proclaimed his innocence and said he's done nothing wrong. So if that's the case, if he says, I've done nothing wrong, and that's through a spokesperson. Robert Kraft is saying I did nothing wrong. Okay? Robert Kraft deserves the presumption of innocence. He deserves it because it is not our job in the country to prove we're not guilty. It's not up to us. It's up to them to prove we are guilty if we're charged with a crime. But I will say this. If the police have videotape and if the police show Robert Kraft involved in sex acts of any kind with women at this spa, and he has officially proclaimed his innocence, stop standing up for him. Stop excusing for him. And we wouldn't accept it from an NFL player, and we shouldn't accept it from an NFL owner, a guy who knows better. So what Robert Kraft did is he played this right off the bat. And guess what? He may very well be innocent, so you've got to give him the benefit of the doubt. There could be something, I don't know, there could be some strange scenario here where he's not guilty. So you need to give him the benefit of the doubt. But he's told you through a spokesperson point blank, I'm not guilty. So once you say that, hold him to it. And if he is guilty and they show you his face on videotape, we wouldn't accept from a player saying, oh, that's not me on the videotape. We wouldn't accept that from an NFL player, so we sure as hell better not accept it from an NFL owner. And whatever penalty he deserved to get for his actions, double it, triple it, if he won't accept it. Double it or triple it. Because if he's proven, that tells me he has a strange, strange association with the truth. Okay. The Zion story is one we're going to get into today. And obviously there is a lot around the world of college basketball that has gone on this week. I've had a lot of people giving advice to Zion Williamson. And I just want to give my little advice to you. My daughter is 3 years away from leaving for college, so I got a little bit of time. But I tell her anytime we have the conversation, why are you going to college? And my daughter could answer the question, honey, why are you going to college? To get paid, Dad. She knows the answer because I've taught it to her from a young age. You go to college just like you'd serve an apprenticeship with an electrician, an apprenticeship with a plumber, an apprenticeship with any one of the trades. You're going to college to prepare yourself to get paid. And that's what you've got to do. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to get paid. So if you are looking ahead to what Zion should do, and you're giving him the advice that, well, you should play amateur athletics because you got to come back to your team because you have to because you, why? Whatever decision this young man makes, here's one salt and peppered middle-aged American who's not going to in any way question him. Good for you, kid. If you come back and play, if you don't come back and play, and I think you're coming back to play. But whatever choice you made, the only people that will tell you to come back and play with great passion, that say you got to come back and play, are the zealots for college basketball who are afraid of seeing their sport fall more and more off the map. And by the way, it falls more and more off the map every single year. Every year.